And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landing in Point Loma, and we have a great show for you today. Jerry Guzman from JRI Lures is here, and the one and only Danny Wade, the guy that hogs the bow all the time and catches all the fish. So we're going to be talking some fishing and great fun here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Board, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with the GOAT modes. That's goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to take a test drive today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
If you're into saltwater fishing, Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We don't hold back on this one. Spectacular savings on a huge assortment of saltwater tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers' reps teaching and showing the latest product. Join our free casting contest and show your surface iron casting skill. Amazing seminars by some of top names in the business. A huge raffle benefiting Rollo's Kids. It's our biggest sale of the year. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, accessories, and more. Saturday, November 1st.
Enter into fall with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Fall into Savings sales event. From now until December 8th, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit for 150 to 450 horsepower outboards. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboard and receive up to $700 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends December 8th, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24 or 36-month Yamaha extended service contracts added to factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 or 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. So excited for today's show. A couple of great buds. And boy, you want to talk about, if you want to up your surface iron game, there are two guys today that are just at the top of that list. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Surface iron or your yo-yo game,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right? Jig fishing. You got it, man.
Jigging, yeah, for sure. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Great to have you from JR Lures and the one and only Danny Wade.
How's it going?
What's up, Danny?
Another day in paradise.
Yeah, for sure. So
look at that. I mean
look at this place where we are. Huh?
Oh, yeah. World Headquarters definitely has a pretty solid view of what's going on this morning. Yeah, today's a good one.
Yeah, lots going on at the landings today.
Yeah,
planes coming in and out.
It's bluefin, man. What do you say? I mean, Danny's down there every day, too, and it's just been a wild ride. And, you know, with as much as the kind of call it end of the summer was kind of tapering and we were hit with a lot of weather and just the fishing was kind of, you know, yeah, there's still some fish around, but people let that end of summer blues kind of set in because the fishing wasn't great. And then just as it happens, you know, a more official fall time and it just, the weather got right and the fishing, we're experiencing some of the best fishing we have had the entire season.
Oh yeah,
right now,
right this
second. Really?
Yeah, and as it happens, the loads are down. It's the quintessential what everybody talks about. Fall. The weather's great. There's less people on the boat. Some boats are like, you got to be kidding me. We're not going to get enough reservations to go. We had 60 yesterday. Like, how is this a thing? And it's great. It's really good fishing. Both bluefin and yellowfin in the mix. And
oh, and even the guys down a little farther, you know, that dodo and yellow on a kelp.
Not
know,
that far, too.
Not that far.
Yeah.
There are things to do.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, long range. You know, those multi-day trips, the 7-8 days. Their yellowtail fishing has been great all year long. And the tuna has been plenty, plenty good. But just that, and, boy, same exact thing. The guys on longer trips, 7- and 8-day trips, that really caught on fire this week, too. It was just an awesome week to be down around the landings and be into fishing. It was a really, really good week of fishing.
Yeah. And you were telling me stories before the show about half-day tuna.
I mean, they talk about getting caught with your, you know, caught not ready. The, you know, deep water rock cod fishing with the current, you know, the depth allowance is all deep. So a lot of guys are fishing in the vicinity of the 9 mile bank, and they went out there for their rock cod trips, and it was absolutely up everywhere. They said everywhere you looked, every direction you went, there's a big foamer here, there's another one there, this one broke into three, those three are up, oh, there's another one over there. And Nana said they were beyond not prepared for it. It's a deep water rock cod trip. And there's a couple of guys that had some casting rods and Colt snipers. And he told us a story when he was in the office that they slid on to their first spot. Three guys all threw in with Colt snipers. All three of them hooked, you know, 100-pound grade fish. The first two went away immediately, back left tangle, whatever. And he said as the boat continued sliding, he said that fish was up on an anchovy ball. The ball of anchovy sucked under the boat. And he said there was fish with their backs out of the water 3 feet off the side of the boat. And he said 3/4 of the guys just stood there with their jaws open like, my God.
He's
like,
will
somebody cast? Like, I don't want to hook one, and I don't know what to do. And he just said it was just a, you know, it was a bunch of guys who were ready to go, and they had 16-ounce torpedo sinkers on and ready for their cod fishing, and there was 100-pounders spraying the boat. It was just incredible. And they caught a 90-pounder. They had another one that was 20 pounds. I know several other boats. I know the new Seaforth sounded like they had the same thing the same day.
How
I know
crazy.
The Premier hooked big. It was really cool.
So that could happen any day.
That was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And it was 2 days ago, 15 miles from where we're sitting right now.
Jeez.
Crazy.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it's fun. Fun times right now.
So what's going on with JRI Lures, Jerry?
Well, hey, good morning, everybody. Oh, my gosh. Busy, busy, busy.
Man.
We got tackle days, about a week and a half, 2 weeks today. And I got the guys at the shop just working overtime right now to get that order fulfilled for you guys. We got a 7-day leaving Monday, something new. Maybe we'll talk about that Cedros trip, mothership trip that we
Oh, is that the one on the horizon?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Our actually Corey Sand is going to be stopping by with some stuff for you.
Yeah.
Here
he gave me a call this
morning.
Cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got.
So you're doing a mothership trip to Cedros on Monday. Are you going?
Oh, of course.
Okay, I was going to say you work all the time.
Does a bear
gotta get away?
In the woods.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So what's kind of interesting? So back when Cedros closed, what was that about 2019-ish, right around there, 2018? I remember having this like just wow, that'd be so cool if we could just mothership it down there, and it was just this idea. And I know that the Red Rooster did that about last year, like one day, but to actually have a dedicated trip for Cedros, Pongas, 3 days of fishing, three and a half days, it finally came to fruition.
Cool.
So Bill over at Horizon, he's like, yeah, we'll do it. And
I remember Bill was on the show talking about that trip. Yeah,
and so we're like, oh, can we get enough people to go? And luckily, we got some pretty solid long-range guys. That were willing to kind of put up or shut up, and we got the deposit in, and we made it happen. So
I'm super
stoked.
So you stay on the boat,
yes,
and then the local pongueros from Cedros come up and pick you up, and you go fishing on the pongas.
Absolutely.
How cool
so,
is that?
Yeah, super.
And then
super
the Horizon cool. just stays anchored off of Cedros there.
Yep, stay at anchor and just enjoy the beautiful sunrise sunsets and go fishing, and I'm super stoked because think about the days of, you know, being on a boat, like you could only cover so much on a sport boat throughout the day. Now we could just cover the entire island. We're going to break it up. Who wants to fish yellowtail? Who wants to fish calicos? Who wants to, you know, it's just white sea bass, halibut. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
So then are you guys going to fish on the way down? You know, some bluefin or something?
So it's fishing, right? So anything is possible. But I think we've probably dedicated one day of one of those just in case we roll into something. But I think what we're going to do is get down there. So we leave on Monday the 20th, probably the 22nd we'll start fishing. And then depending on what's out there, we'll kind of meander our way through what's biting. So
fishing awesome. With the Pongeros for 3 days.
Yes.
Wow.
Maybe
nice.
Maybe two. Yeah, three and a half. We'll figure
okay.
out.
Okay.
That is awesome. How fun.
Yeah. Super stoked. So and then I think one of your callers, Reggie, is going to be down there. Coincidentally, he's going to be down there. So.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we'll get to fish together. It's,
yeah.
You know, kind of just meet
Reggie
up.
From Camarillo.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Reggie from yeah. Camarillo.
Who
yeah.
I think's on the boat today. I think today is a Mission Bell Mafia trip.
Oh, is it? Oh,
trip, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Not positive, okay. but I'm pretty sure.
All right. Cool. So, JRI, you came out with a new jig.
Oh, yes.
Man, what? You guys did such a good job. We're so excited.
Like, when, I mean, you know, I was on the drive-in this morning. I'm thinking to myself, God, how many jigs do we have? Like, how many molds do we have? And I think we're pushing over 20.
Wow.
But this new one is the DW3 from, of course, Danny Wade. And in his little collection, pretty big collection of lures that he has. And, of course, he tricks them out. You know, he's like a surfboard shaper, right? You know,
yeah.
he just, you know, he puts his hand at certain things. And with his... you know, incredible skills and mindset, you know, our manufacturing process, we were able to come up with this awesome jig. So someone who loves fishing that 7X, that size jig, I think this is perfect. And for those guys fishing Coronado Islands, especially North Island, and on those heavy current, windy days, this is your jig.
So tell us about the jig, Janny. What's the concept?
The concept, well, they're all concepts the same on all of them. But it's a 7X like lure, but it's better.
Ah, okay. Tweaked it a little bit.
Yeah, I tweaked it quite a bit.
Yeah, and you and Jerry work together on trying to get the design down?
Well, I do that. That's
okay. That's your job.
That's his job.
Okay.
I have the idea and you know, the know-how. And you fart around with it here and there and you take it out. And, I mean, the first time I took this thing out, was on the Vendetta on a Fishing Syndicate sponsored trip. We had 27 yellowtail that day. I had three of them on this thing.
Wow.
And let a couple more go, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that was just painted yellow, you know, so I could see it.
Just basic.
Yeah. But it works well. It's a North Island specialty is what it's really.
North Island.
But it works well. I mean, even Rick and the guys in the shop have been playing with the thing on the dock out here and go, oh, you know.
We're amazingly enthusiastic, and I think that what you said is perfect. It's 7X like, and the reason you would compare it to that is because that's what it's similar in shape to, but it is not the same as that. You know, that would be the most recognizable thing to it, but it was clear because I'm a 7X guy. I grew up fishing 7X lights. I love them. I'm a huge fan of it. It's still a lure that I fish all the time. This and it's one of my more favorite shapes. It was why I was so excited about this one. It's 7X is just the best term for comparison, but it's not that. It's difference in length, in width, in its shape. The edges are different. It's just that is just your best. You know, close your eyes without having the benefit of getting to be here at the table and see one of these things. That's where your mind goes the closest thing to. But it's for sure a different lure than that.
Yeah.
Cast well, if you can fish it into the wind.
And it catches fish.
And it catches fish, yeah.
Now, is this your favorite color? Hold it up the camera so show it to
my you. Favorite color is anything that I can see.
Anything you can see.
I like white or yellow or mint.
Okay.
Like a sky blue.
This is
whatever
mint
I can see.
Yeah. So if you look at, I brought some of those little mini keychains.
Yes.
You'll actually see we have like our original mint color. And then there's a darker mint. So this one actually is what we call our mint 2.0. So it's a little darker variation of mint.
Okay.
With gold fogged in on the side.
Yeah, that gold is kind of cool.
So, you know, the old saying, you know, we listen to our customer base. That's kind of what we, you know, we hear our retailers.
That's what people want.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we love mint. You know, I think I have 5 different versions of mint white, solid mint white gold, things like that. Mm-hmm. They wanted something a little darker, and I'm like, yeah, no problem, we could work it. And so this is our mint 2.0 gold.
Okay, cool. So now you guys were talking about tackle day, and you got some kind of a crazy. I mean, are you guys thinking properly in this deal? I mean, what is, for tackle days, which is November 1st, coming right up in a couple weeks here. Is that right? 2 weeks
no,
from today?
No, don't,
yeah.
Dude. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. We didn't give Jerry nearly an appropriate amount of time for the amount of stuff that we need, and he's been going crazy.
So
it's getting close.
So tell us about this deal at Tackle Day.
So Fisherman's Landing has done a great job. They put up this awesome show special. Buy any two jigs, get one free. So that's on them. So whether it's JRI, two fish jigs, Tatty, Salus.
All of them.
Buy two, get one free. We're sweetening the deal, though. JRI, what we're doing is one day only. We know that this is like the mecca of sport fishing. Buy any two jigs at the shop, get a free jig that Fisherman's Landing is going to give you. Stop by the JRI booth, and we will give you one surface iron for free. And if we have it done in time, we're also going to give you a free JRI Stinger micro jig keychain. So
those things are so cool.
So
that's in addition to that.
In addition,
so
to
you're
going to
go buy two, get five.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, or basically buy four, get buy two, get two.
Yeah, buy two, get two free, and a free keychain.
What if you buy four, you get four free?
Yeah, I mean, buy four.
We always say at the landing, there's no limit on the amount of times you're allowed to come up to the register.
Yeah.
You're allowed to come up as many times as you want.
Yeah. Okay.
But how cool is that? So you buy two JRIs. We're going to give you a free one at Fisherman's Landing. You're going to walk outside, show Jerry, hey, here's my receipt. I bought a brand new DW3, and I brought a blue and white Stinger because I lost out of the Cornell Islands last year. You're going to get a free one from us, and you're going to get a free one from him. And if all goes crazy and we don't keep the poor guy up every night till midnight making jigs, you might even get a keychain, too.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so
that's a great deal.
I haven't even really done the math to it, but I think they're getting jigs for at or below cost. So this is a one-day thing, end of the year. I always like to put the best deal out there, and I think that's it. And that's, for me, it's just a huge thank you for people who trust our product, who put me kind of on the map.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one day, and let's just have a great time. Because you guys put so much time and effort into this one-day thing, and that's just for you. Why not?
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. Cool. Good for you. Yeah. That deserves some applause.
Thank you. And as Mike Lackey says of the Vagabond, he goes, fishermen make horrible businessmen, and I think that's what I'm doing right now.
But that's okay. You're giving your customers.
Yeah, we made a business of being bad at it. Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
So you're going to have a booth there.
Yes.
Talking yo-yo, surface irons.
Absolutely.
Like that,
absolutely. Man. We got some new jigs coming out that no one knows about that I brought here to show for you guys. And I might, if the guys at the shop puts them out, we'll bring these and for first time.
That's an interesting looking chip, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to talk a little bit about that?
You want to talk about it now? Or?
Yeah, well, go ahead.
So this, I kind of posted this a couple weeks ago. This is
look at the hook on that.
I know. Yeah. That's the thing about Jerry's lures. The paint jobs are always right. The rings are always brazed really clean. The paint jobs are perfect. The hooks are right. The hardware is right. They're just made the right way.
So this right here, so for those who don't know, any JRI jig, a yo-yo jig is made of brass. So this right here is the JRI 33 brass. So as you can see, I mean, this looks like a piece of jewelry.
Yeah. Because,
you know, they kind of just polished this up.
So all your yo-yo jigs are brass?
The JRI line. So we're going to have the JRI 6, the JRI 66, the JRI 8. And now the JRI 3. So these are going to be brass. We did do a small run of the DW1 in brass over at H&M. So there's a few probably still sitting over there. So you got to look, you know, we got these little stickers that's made of brass. So this is a smaller version, a owner ST66 hook. So we beef it up. So, you know, again, you know, when we look back at our products, it's like, okay, what's the weakest link? And so, you know, we knew with brass, out of the tens of thousands of brass jigs we've made, no one has ever brought a broken brass jig. Yeah, you'll break a ring, you'll break a hook, or, you know, maybe a bend out a hook. But we knew that the hook at the time because people were just cranking that drag, you know, 70-pound yellowtail. And so what we did, and I remember years ago, Fisherman's Landing had those on the 7Xs. You guys, like the long-range special, you guys would put these owner hooks on it. So now this is standard on our brass jigs.
Wow.
So, you know, a little bit
more. So you can put the heat on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so a little bit more price. Obviously, you're offsetting the cost. But you don't have to now go buy a pack of owner hook. Hey, could you weld this on? You know, it's ready to go.
Wow. Funky. All right.
So, and then again, the quality of brass you could see. I mean, we just polish this baby up.
Nice.
You know, you could.
What's the advantage of brass?
Brass, so the density, right? So it's kind of like tungsten, right? So here we have brass weighs about anywhere between 17 to 21% more than zinc. So you could have the same profile jig. Let's just use a 6X Junior, for instance. 6X Junior is going to run you about the 3.6, 3.8 ounces in zinc, but now you bump it up into the brass, same shape, you're in a 4.2. So, again, get it down.
Yeah.
And for me, again, it's, you know, fishing's not cheap. It's expensive. You know, people spend $4,000 on an 8-day trip or whatnot. To me, it's cheap insurance. Yeah. You know, you're on a big fish. Last thing you need to do is break a jig.
Yeah.
And with a brass jig, like I said, I mean, it's no one has ever brought me back a broken brass jig.
And with zinc, it deteriorates after a year or three, you know, whatever, depending on how much you use it.
Yeah.
You know that by experience.
They break.
Yeah.
Especially on these long range boats because they're aluminum. That's a hard deck. Your fish hits the deck, goes.
Oh, okay. Brass is not. That's not going to happen.
No, brass doesn't happen.
Yeah. No. So, Danny, are we going to see you at Tackle Day?
I don't know. I've got to work. You know, yeah. Work day.
He won't be far.
Maybe try and drag you into the JRI booth for a little while.
I know. Might swing by, but it's, you know, again, I got to work. So.
Yeah.
But you don't work far from there.
Oh no.
You'll be right there. Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. We have a lot to talk about. Phones are packing up here, and people want to talk to Jerry and of course, Danny.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Just an awesome opportunity. A couple of the best jig guys in the whole business joining us today. Going to be a lot of fun, a lot of questions. I always say it's one of my favorite shows. I always enjoy when Danny's on here. No agenda, no nobody, not tied to any one thing, just a lifetime of chucking lures off the bow and catching yellowtail
And I tell it like it is.
Yeah, always will. Tell you when it's good, tell you when it's bad, not have a problem doing so in between. And we're going to have a great show talking fishing and talking to you today. If you want to join us here on Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. We are standing by at the fan this morning to take your phone calls. Also, your text, a great opportunity to text in your questions to the show. That's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you got a question you want to text to Danny, text to Jerry. The Let's Talk Hookup app is how you find it. Also, the easiest way to listen to all the past shows, all the archive shows are available on the app, and it's your only way to text in a question today. And, man, do we have a cool opportunity. We're going to have two winners at the end of the show today, one from the caller side and one from the texter side. And Jerry's got a couple of hand-picked packs of JRI lures, including some of my favorite shapes. You got Stinger Yo-Yo jigs in there. You've got DW3, which was my original favorite JRI lure you made. I think that's still like one of the coolest lures when you see it. It's very searchy and very, awesome. Drives fish crazy. And then that brand new DW3, which we've already talked about some and certainly going to talk more on the show. All of that are going to one caller and a texter. No need for a coin flip at the end of the show. Yeah. It's going to be a great time this morning talking fishing and talking with you. Again, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Haida-Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of Haida-Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida-Gwaii Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook, King Salmon, Halibut, Lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable venture that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida-Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.
Lobster season is here, and success starts with the right gear. And no one does it better than Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar's Ambush Series hoop nets and accessories are trusted by the most dedicated lobster fishermen on the coast. If you're a serious lobster fisherman or a beginner, Promar makes the gear and shares the information you need to be successful on the water. Promar, the name behind more lobster limits than any other. Visit promarihe.com to gear up today.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independencesportfishing.com. Fishermanslandingandsandiego.com.
Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Seaguar, Mustad, Penn, Bajio, MC Swim Baits, and Olakai. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo's kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 1st.
One rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's Talstar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all Talstar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new Talstar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's Talstar at fine tackle dealers. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great show this morning. Phones already packed up. Text already coming through. Today's going to be a fun one, man.
Crazy. Good one. Yeah, lots of phone calls. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones. You want to get through, don't forget, we're giving away those two great packs of JRI lures. 833-288-0973. Kyle is standing by at the fan.
Hey, you got it, man. Well, let's get that started. We've got John. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So, a couple questions. One, the Cedro trip sounds awesome, so I didn't hear about it, so I didn't get on it for this year. Are you going to try to do it again next year if this works out?
Yeah,
and
I think.
For Danny, you talked about seeing the jig. Does that determine what color water you're fishing in? And if you can see it, does that mean the fish can see it?
Well, the fish can see it better than I can. But I want to be able to see that jig, and you ask anybody that I know that runs any of these boats, especially around the Coronado Islands, we want to see that jig from the time it hits the water until the time we take it out of the water. So we know what it's doing. You can feel it on your rod tip, but you got to see it and make sure it's swimming the way it should be and the way you want it to be.
And what's the way it should be and want it to be?
That depends on the day.
That's the magic, right?
I mean, the jig's got to swim. It's got a cadence of somewhat of a serpentine-like action. You know, mm-hmm. It's that back and forth. And it's got to, every handful of times, it's got to kick off to the side. And that's the part that makes them bite. A yellowtail will follow a piece of dowel that's got rings on and tie a hook on. It's going to follow it all the way to the boat, but it won't bite it. It's got to have that erratic quality to it where it sits there and goes boom, 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 and then kicks way out and then slides back into its pattern.
Is that something that happens when you keep a constant cadence, or do you change your pace?
Yes and no. It all depends on Mother Nature. Again, all of this is based on Mother Nature. The less current there is, the more you got to put into it to make it work. The more current there is, sometimes you got to slow it down to make it work. And it occurs.
What about wind and such like that?
All of it comes together. Okay. Mother Nature is the whole picture.
The whole thing.
Water clarity, current direction, especially based if you're anchored on a position. But you got to make your jig work. You know, if random just flopping a lure in the water and winding it back. Oh, well, I'm not getting a bite. And the other guy's over here just knocking the wood out of him because he's paying attention to what he's doing.
Well, gotcha.
What is it that makes them kick out? You know what I mean? You look at the wall of JRIs. They're all relatively the same shape. And then you start to lay out all the different models, and they all have obviously different attributes, and they all, you know, they all work. Every one of them is going to work in their own right, but every once in a while you get a gem that seems to work. How did that one become different than the one that was right next to it? They all work. You cast every one of them at a hungry yellowtail, you're going to get a bite. But what is it that makes a gem out of anything?
First and foremost, sharp edges.
Okay.
First and foremost, the sharper the edge is, the cleaner it is, the harder it's able to cut through the water, less refractive quality, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you got to make them work. You can't just cast a lure out and, oh, I'm just winding it back and I hope I catch one. When I make a cast and there's fish around, I'm thinking I'm going to get a bite every time I make mm-hmm. that cast.
Yeah.
Every time I make that cast. And if you don't do that, you might as well just stick bait on. You know, because the work, John Wooden, you know, failure to prepare is preparing to fail.
Right.
And there's a lot to be said about that.
Speaking of bait, does Danny Wade ever pin a bait on?
Rarely. locally, yellowtail fishing? No, not unless I'm trying to help somebody out.
Yeah. Go tuna fishing, maybe.
Tuna fishing's a different ballgame.
Yeah.
But here I, even bass fishing, no.
Yeah.
I catch them the way I want to. If I don't catch them, so be it. Big deal.
Yeah. As far as the manufacturing going for us, like Danny said, I tell the guys at the shop, because we finish our jigs by hand, right? So every jig, there's a few hands going through it. I said, make these edges sharp. Sharp as can be. So, we don't throw them in a tumbler that rounds them out, right?
Yeah.
So some of my competitors will throw mass jigs in a big tumbler because it's cheap. It's a lot easier to just end. But
you can finish 50 jigs without any real labor involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you look at this like this DW3 here.
Yeah.
It has four edges and all of them are sharp.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They're all sharp.
Not
very unique.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's key, right, Danny?
Yeah.
You know,
going back to that when Danny was talking about that one little random kick way back when we made the first DW1. This was during COVID. This was a great story.
Yeah.
We're we've done through the our prototypes. And we're sitting at the bow of the premiere, and we throw our first cast of the DW1, and we're just swimming. And literally, Danny and I were just like, whoa, because it was just this one kick on that DW1. We're like, oh, my God, this is it. This is and
the DW1, first time I took a fish, and I went with a buddy of mine and his skiff, me and a skiff, yeah. but it was a big one. I had 9 fish on that.
Wow.
And that was just an aluminum jig, no paint.
And you knew that was it.
Yeah.
It's done. It's done.
And remains to be a top seller today.
It's a big seller.
Yeah.
Big seller.
Back to the DW1.
The DW1.
What's the difference between the DW1 and the DW3?
So, obviously the DW1's a little bit smaller. So if you like fishing a Tatty C, a J pot or something, that smaller profile jig, DW1's it.
Okay.
And it's just a skinnier, shorter profile, about 2.5 ounces or so, right around there.
Perfect.
So, a lot of guys maybe a little intimidated on fishing a smaller jig, but with the advent of level wind reels, those basket rods.
Right.
Guess what?
Like a Trix 400.
Exactly.
You can throw that out there.
No problem. Going back to the other callers about for Cedros, anything when it comes to popularity. So if this gains traction, I'm sure other sport boats are going to start doing it.
Sure. Is this a one trip deal?
So I believe the Horizon has a couple trips set up back to back to back.
Okay.
Whether or not they pull off the dock on the next one, I believe that the next one after us is a Seeker sponsored trip. So
okay.
I don't know how many they have on that one, but ours for sure is leaving.
Yeah.
And depending on how smooth things go, and I'd love to do it every year. And I think again for not knocking the flying trips to Cedros,
sure.
I think there's a time and place, right?
Yeah.
Just like flying into Puerto Vallarta. Those are for guys who don't have time to be on a 14-dayer.
Yeah.
Fly down to Puerto Vallarta, cook that cow tuna on 4 days.
Yeah.
We get a little more time, but these are for the guys who want to bring all their fishing gear they're not.
Bring everything.
They're not weight restricted or, hey, you want
bring all your fish.
You want to bring all your harvest back.
Yeah.
You're not limited to 30 pounds. So,
right.
So again, there's a time and place for these types of trips. So
no,
I think that's going to be great.
Absolutely. No, fantastic. You want to get through, we only have an hour worth of phones, and you want to get through and have a chance to get that package of lures. It's pretty awesome. Yeah, it's your chance. Kyle, standing by at the fan, 833-288-0973. You have a great text, huh?
Oh, I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show. So excited to hear Danny and Jerry on the show again. Been too long. I hope you guys make your next appearance fast again. My question is, when fishing surface iron, do you guys tend to bring 2 or 3 different jig rods with different jigs tied on? So if you don't get a bite, you can quickly switch to another offering, or do you go with the mindset of committing to a jig and knowing that they're going to bite the one you're fishing? When do I decide to change, and when should I stick it out?
I take 4 rods when I go, especially to the islands. And I hate to say it, one of those is a yo-yo rod, but you got to do what you got to do. But I fish profiles.
Okay.
Yep.
A larger style lure, whatever it may be.
So you might fish a JRI-4 or you might fish a DW-3.
Whatever.
Interchangeable. You want a big lure.
A bigger style lure. And then you go into that mid-grade, which would be your your 7,
mm-hmm.
A candy bar, a 45, again, you know, that DSL, you know, mm-hmm. And then scale down to even smaller, which is any number of different things, you know, a 7X Junior, an A1, and any number of different lures, you know, like that. But fish get on a profile. La Jolla is your classic. Mm-hmm. It's a small lure place. I don't care what you do.
CW1's place.
Yeah, yeah. A stinger place, an A1 place, any of that smaller style lure. And there's just something about Kirby Kersey. When I was, you know, way, way back when he started running the original New Seaforth, you know, and that's the Oceanside 95 now. And I was up there fishing with him, and I got candy bars and all this whatever I got, and these guys just whooping my ass, you know. But they're all fishing small lures. And yep. He looked at me and said, "If you got a Taddy A1 or a C, even before the C, or a Double A, anything of that nature, tie it on,
yep.
And it makes a difference."
Huh.
So fish get on a profile.
No doubt. For me, what's kind of cool being a manufacturer and having, you know, multiple retailers throughout Southern California is we get to start seeing, you know, it's not like every retailer is going to stock a specific lure.
Right.
So that's what I love about us, that we have so many different jigs out there. Because
how many different style lures do you make?
Oh, my God. I think we have probably at least 20 molds.
20?
At
wow.
least 20. Yeah. I mean, I'll
bet it's more than that.
Yeah. I have to go, but it's got to be at least 20. I mean, yeah. You know. And we have stuff that we have made that we just haven't even introduced to market. We're like, oh, this works well. This works well here. But, you know, I got to look at it for the masses. But the JRI-7 is like the La Jolla jig for us. How do I know? Because Dana Landing, who stocks our jig, they are like my biggest seller of JRI-7s. And I'm like, what the heck is going on over there? And so I talked to John over, the manager out there, and he's like, man, they fish the JRI-7 in La Jolla, all the private boaters.
Oh.
So what's really cool is I get to now see like this little map of all my retailers out there and what their specific lure that they're using. So, you know, the JRI-4 is huge in San Diego for the guys fishing the islands going, you know, long ranging. But up in L.A., we got the smaller profile jigs. So, again, it allows me to, like the JRI-1, Long Beach Sport Fishing loves that small profile jig. And so,
yeah, because what gets bit at Catalina might not get bit at Coronado Island and vice versa,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
I can't believe that we're so profiled that way and that
yep.
he's so right. Because we're Dana Landing is, you know, for all intents and purposes, for the state of California, we're across the street, you know. But you're right that probably a higher percentage of guys that are going in and seeing Johnny and buying a jig are going to go up to La Jolla that are go fishing. And a higher percentage of guys that are buying a jig in our tackle store are jumping on the boat with Danny and they're going to go to the Coronado Islands.
Yep.
And we're, like, giddy excited about that DW3. It's the perfect lure for us. And these guys said at the beginning of the show, this is your Coronado Island guys' new lure. And you're right.
Not that it won't work at La Jolla or Catalina or San Clemente or whatever,
sure.
But, you know.
If we're breaking it down, you know, like just like bass fishermen, freshwater guys, I mean, those guys are like crazy, right? I mean, we're doing that in saltwater now. You know, back in the day, it was just like a 45, a candy bar, and a 7X. Now, you know, with all these different lure manufacturers, you know, we are just breaking it down to the region and so forth.
Danny, one thing that I know you've always talked about over the years, and the components that are on a jig can make such a big difference. And you've shown that over the years. We've talked about a jig that was made back in the day and it had this great big hook on it. And you said, well, cut that thing off, put a smaller hook on it, and see what a difference it makes. And I know that's one of the things, all of the jigs that have that DW badge, you and Jerry collectively look at it. This is the right size ring. This is the right size hook. Like, it's not done by accident or, hey, we got a good deal on this particular hook. We're just going to put these on because they should work just fine. Like, each size lure has, you know, that goes into it. You might put this size hook on one and that size hook on another, and it's not by accident.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, if you look at the way a lure works, you have this trailing thing on the end of it called a hook. Well, if that hook is too big or too thick, it creates more drag. If the ring is too heavy or too big around and the hook slides back farther, it creates more drag. The more drag you get on this lure, the less it does what you want it to do. It
doesn't allow the back end to come back
around
to the front.
Exactly. That's when it gets that kind of, figure eight thing going on, and guess what? You don't get a bite.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, let's jump back in the phones, right?
That sounds great. How about we talk to Mike? He's calling us from Torrance this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. What subject, casting lures and fish chasing them? It's something we dream about. Going on the Cortez next weekend, and thankfully the fish popped up local because on the outside it looks pretty rough. Hopefully Jim can put us on some fish, and I want to thank you guys again for the trip. I won the 2.5 day for two people. My buddy Tom and I are going
nice.
Friday night, so hopefully a couple more people jump on the Cortez so we get off the dock.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Enjoy
your
game.
You're going to catch fish
much.
With Jim. That's for sure. Rambo. All
thanks,
right,
Mike.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. We've got Marcos from the radio from C4 Sport Fishing standing by. We're going to check in with the C4 Catch Report and a whole lot more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup with Danny Wade and Jerry Guzman right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
This is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We don't hold back on this one. Spectacular savings on a huge assortment of saltwater tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers' reps. Join our free casting contest, amazing seminars, a huge raffle benefiting Rollo's kids. Saturday, November 1st.
Partners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more. Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning. Lots of great info going on and lots of great fishing. And speaking of great info, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report today, sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop you need for everything to go fishing. The most complete deli, beverages, boating supplies, as well as San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shop. Also check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. With the best in both fresh and saltwater tackle, along with live bait, Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. And ECBT, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. And Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, they're on Broadway in Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com for more info. And we were actually talking about Dana Landing during the break, Jerry and I, where that's like the sneaker secret San Diego spot to go get a tri-tip Tuesday sandwich or any of the great stuff at the deli there. Those guys do such a
tri-tip
such a killer
Tuesday
job.
Have you done tri-tip Tuesday?
No.
Oh man, it's It's the bomb.
I get excited when they post it on their Instagram, and I'm like, man, I wish I was delivering it on the Tuesday.
Cook it on the Traeger. Yeah. It is such a great sandwich.
It's also just like the ease of use. You know, Neil and I keep our boat down there in Dana Landing. We know exactly the exit that you need to call to, hey, I need to talk to the deli. You get your breakfast sandwich ordered. You get your lunch sandwich ordered. Grow in, grab a couple JRIs, grab a couple bags of ice. Your breakfast and lunch is ready to go. Hop down on the boat, and away you go.
And you go.
Yeah. Love cool. me some Dana Landing, no doubt. Well, hey, it's time to find out what's going on. We got Marcos on the water, or at the landing with all the boats on the water. Good morning, Marcos.
And good morning, guys. I'm staying dry in the office here. So,
there you go.
Good move.
All right. But there are some boats out there fishing, and, you know, after we had that weather, things have started to pick up again. And we're going to start off with the half day because the way the season is going, it's bound to happen. They've caught some bluefin on the half day this week. On Thursday, New Seaforth morning trip, fishing deep, they came across a couple of bluefin. One of them was 25 pounds. One of them was 110 pounds.
Oh, hey, crazy.
On the half day.
Half
day. And then
day
yesterday, they caught one as an 80-pounder yesterday. So, like captains, you know, they're just saying on the boat there, they're going to still be fishing deep, you know, with those rockfish changes. They're out there looking deep. But they're not going to pass up the bluefin if they see him. So not going to guarantee a bluefin on that half day there. But, you know, hey, it was bound to happen this season. You know, it was kind of not that surprising, but it's kind of nice to see. The other boat, San Diego, fishing offshore, they're starting to see bluefin again. They had 7 yesterday, along the coast, 6 Dorado. Day before that, they had a couple of them. And like I said, just getting back on the water. And before that, there's a little bit of weather. The overnight trips and longer, the 1 day, day and a half, still seeing bluefin, a little bit of yellowfin, some yellowtail in the mix. The Tribute on a day and a half, and they already have limits for that trip. The Pacifica is on a 3 day, the first day of a 3 day, and they have limits of bluefin. So it looks like things pick back up and kind of right where we left off for that weather slows things down a little bit. But check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got those half days up there, morning and afternoon. We got the full days, San Diego and Sea Watch, both running trips there, depending on who's available. 1 day, day and a half, multi-days in there. Still lots of options as we're getting to the middle of October here. And it's just going to keep going. Like I said, as long as the fish are there and you guys want to keep fishing, we're going to keep running those trips. Seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Give us a call. We're going to get you set up and get you out there fishing.
Yeah, and just looking at the weather here, the next 4 days looks beautiful. Time to go, right, Marcos?
And yeah, and you know, the Tribute has limits of bluefin, and Mike didn't snipe me there.
Wow.
You got him.
I know. Where is he? Yeah, maybe later in the show.
What's going on there?
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, maybe
I'll
call later.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know, but I'll take it.
I love
yeah,
what...
Yeah, great weather coming up.
I was just going to say, I loved what Captain Brian Castleton wrote on the on their social media there from the New Seaforth, and it was about those bluefins. He said, hey, want to be very clear, like, these are rock fishing trips. We are not targeting bluefin, but we are never going
to
pass up an opportunity either. Like,
go hit a foamer.
This is a rock cod trip. Right. Bring your rock cod gear, but don't not bring a 40 to 60 pound jig rod either, because if this happens, we're going to take advantage. Don't come on here thinking this is just a tuna trip, but this boat's not going to drive away from
especially when the anchovies are hiding under the boat and the bluefin are boiling in the
corner.
So
cool,
right?
Man. On the half day.
On the half
That's
day.
So rad.
Yeah,
pretty cool, Marcos.
Day. Yeah.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate the report. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
See you, buddy. Appreciate
yeah,
that very
really
much.
Good.
That's awesome. Yeah, having a great time here. Well, the phones are packed up. The texts are, too. We're going to jump right back into it and talk to Robert. He's calling us from Canyon Country this morning. Hey, Robert, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Great show as always. So I have a friend who's a really good jig fisherman, and he never uses a surface iron. He always goes with a yo-yo, and he throws it out. First pull, he runs it on the top. Then he does a countdown. Then the next one, he does a countdown, and he just kind of works the whole area. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
If it works, why quit?
Yeah.
It's about whatever works. You know, if he's successful doing that, continue to do it. You know, there's no specific way. I mean, I'll take a surface iron and let it sink 50 or 60 feet. So, you know, it's if it's working for you, don't stop.
Yeah.
That's the key, right?
Yeah. I mean, why would you stop? You know, if he's good at doing that and he's successful, keep doing it.
Yo-yo jig, too, you know, there's whatever you call it, a hierarchy or a fun. Like, everybody wants to catch one on the surface iron. It's the most fun. It's on the surface. It's often visual. You see a bird that flares one direction or a fish swirl, and you cast your lure at it. There's, like, the, you know, you connected the cast and the lure and the bite and all those things. It's, you know, it's the most celebrated way to catch them.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
You, though, if just like if you're describing like your buddy, if you fish the yo-yo jig all the time, especially with, like, there's a lot of fish to get caught. And oftentimes, probably a lot of fish that gets overlooked because somebody really wants to catch one on the surface iron.
Well, I mean, first of all, a yo-yo jig, I mean, as far as a success rate, getting bites per cast, if you want to drop it down to that, you're going to be more successful yo-yo fishing.
So, speaking of yo-yo, Jerry, your brass jigs.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you move from a zinc jig to a brass jig? Is there a particular time, or you just fish it?
So aside from, you know, how strong they are, but let's just say the fish are biting smaller bait, right?
Ah.
Now we're yo-yo jigging, and all of a sudden, what if there's some heavy current? So, you know, you could tell when that smaller jig, when you drop it, that the current's taking it. Basically, the line is just peeling off, right?
Yeah.
It's just peeling off. You know the current is taking that jig. You got that smaller profile like the JRI-6, you know, that extra 1 ounce, 1.2 ounces, when you feel that rod tip, like, bouncing, you know it's cutting through that current, and it's going straight down.
Okay.
So, again, if we're, like, 100 feet, and if that you know, think of that lighter yo-yo as a sail, well, that jig is going to be...
It's out of the zone.
It's out of the zone. So that's where we come into play, kind of like the tungsten jigs, right? Like,
right.
It gets you into that zone straight down. So yeah, that's why we did the brass jig.
Brass compared to tungsten, what's the comparison there?
Tungsten's a little bit heavier. There's Corey. Thank you, Corey.
Corey Sandin.
Corey Sandin, everybody. The man, the myth, the legend.
He's trying to be stealthy. He's running away.
He's running. He'll be here. Don't worry. He'll be here next Sunday.
Yeah, that's right.
He did a ninja jig drop. That's like, I do that.
Yeah, that's your prizes for the horizon.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so yeah, again, that's the concept with the tungsten, right? It's a little heavier, smaller profile, gets down. Going back to Robert's question about the, you know, how many times have we casted a surface iron? I know I'm guilty. You backlash, and that surface iron just starts swimming down, and, you know, boom, you get hit.
Yeah.
And so if it works, great. I know a lot of guys will fish a smaller profile yo-yo jig just because maybe they're intimidated or they can't cast a 3 ounce jig. They'll cast a smaller yo-yo jig and just work that water column.
Yeah.
And then one more thing, Canyon Country. I was pretty much raised out there, so
in Canyon Country.
Oh, cool. Canyon Country.
Robert,
and
Robert.
Yeah, Blue Pacific, or not Blue Pacific, excuse me, Tackle Express is out there, and I'll never forget Tackle Express when they first opened up. They were in a comic book store when I was a teenager. I'd go there, and how big Tackle Express has gotten out there. They're out in Santa Clarita, and they're one of my biggest customers. So shout out to Tackle Express.
Hey, there you go. Oh, okay. Hey, in Santa Clarita.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Reggie calling us from Camarillo. What's
the
up, Reggie?
Oh, the Reggie.
Hey, Reggie.
Hey, yo, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, so I'm just packing, getting ready for the Sergio trip. I'm actually leaving on Wednesday to head down there and hopefully hook up with Jerry, but... the question I have is, Jerry, which jig do you throw when the current is ripping and when there's no current? On the surface line, for me, I noticed that the jigs swim different when there's a current and when there's not so much of a current.
So I will go to a JRI-4 in heavier current. Now DW-3, and this is going to be our big test when we go to Cedros in a few days. So you've got a couple of jigs coming your way too, by the way, Reggie. But and then also what I like is that DW-1 for me, it's a smaller profile, but we've seen it, like, in the current, it just kicks ass.
Really?
Can I say? Yeah.
And so...
Stays in the water.
Yeah, it stays in the water. And so, you know, one of the coolest things about the DW-1, too, that we later found out is that, you know, guys who fish these level winds, higher ratio gears, right, that you could burn that jig and it stays in the water. So... DW-1, JRI-4, I could just sit here. JRI-3 is awesome as well. And, of course, the Stinger. I love fishing the Stinger with no current, but, I mean, Stinger, rest in peace. I mean, that was, you know, we fished at Coronado Islands when we were testing it. So,
sure.
God, it's just a gamut of what it is. But if we're at Cedros, I mean, JRI-4 seems to be the Cedros jig. Maybe the DW-3 will be now the Cedros jig, but... the guys at the island, they want JRI-4s down there.
Oh, that's cool. Hey, good luck on your trip.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Only about 30 seconds for one more call, Ricky.
How about we try to sneak in Gus calling us from Burbank this morning. Hey, Gus,
what's
welcome
up,
to
Gus?
The show.
Yo, you guys.
Morning, Gus. Got a quick one for us?
Great. There's so many great ways to listen to Let's Talk Hookup now. I just wanted to find out. I have a really old jig that says Tatey on it, and it has kind of a long shaft hook that's screwed in at the eye. Yeah, and it looks like it's strapped
in. You ever heard of that, Danny?
Yeah, it's a single hook Tatey. Yeah.
A single hook Tatey.
Yeah. Barracuda. It's been around for years and years.
Barracuda Special, yeah.
Yeah. The C, the A1.
The old Barracuda Special.
The C, the A1, you know, the double A.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're signing off from the fan. We got another full hour here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live. More with JRI, more with Danny Wade. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice. We got another full hour coming your way.
Great to tell you about my fishing buddy Dan Hume and his amazing company Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems. Not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
Hi, my name is Chris Webb, and I'm one of the owners of Nature Fed Beef Company. We started Nature Fed to bring families the highest quality beef that you can get in Southern California. Did you know when you buy ground beef at the store, it can contain hundreds, if not thousands, of different cows? All our cows are pasture-raised and pasture-finished. They roam and graze on green grass miles away from any freeways, assuring low levels of cortisol and some of the best meat quality that you can get. These animals are raised in God's country, in the Klamath Basin and just outside of Corning, California. We sell our cow shares in quarters, half and full cows. This gives you a cut from every piece of the cow, and all the meat you buy comes from the same cow. We deliver it right to your door, packaged and ready for your freezer. Let's Talk Hookup listeners can enjoy $250 off any beef order with the code HOOKUP. Give us a call at 619-324-3555 to order, or visit naturefedbeef.com. $250 off any beef order with the code HOOKUP. Visit naturefedbeef.com.
Saturday, November 1st is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle to benefit Rollo's kids, great deals on tackle, and top tackle manufacturers like AFTCO. Save huge on AFTCO Psycho Fluorocarbon, clothing, gaffs, tackle bags, fillet knives, belts, harnesses, and more. It's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Saturday, November 1st.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFTCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFTCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFTCO.com.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a Start the Lux Car Wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?